Time to recap McCook School Board of Education meeting for the month of December. That means Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard is here. How you doing?
Doing well, Rich. Thank you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And school, you got this week and to much. You go to the 22nd, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. We have a little bit of time left before we release for the Christmas break, but it's coming quickly.
Finals will be semester tests, I should say, next week, aren't they?
Yeah, those that the teachers that have the semester tests, those will be coming up. I don't know how many are in that last week of school. Might be actually this week for a lot of those classes. So.
It is here, that's for sure.
It is.
Let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first, reports, communications, public participation from last night.
Yeah, we did not have any public participation last night, but we did start off, so we started off our meeting with a report from Johnny Frank, which is the student member of the Board of Education. He gave a report for the Student Council on all the things that they're doing, and right now they're working hard on the holiday royalty and the that's coming up in January. They do their big, I guess, winter dance is coming up. Also, they're doing a lot of work for Spirit Week. That's that same week. And so that takes a lot of preparation, a lot of time, a lot of planning. So the kids have been working on that. They're also doing have a gingerbread house decorating and building day planned with some McCook Elementary students. So that's coming up. Also spoke a little bit about the FFA as they have the LDE competition on Tuesday, which is today. And he also gave a report that their annual labor auction went really, really well. They raised a lot of money for the program. We have just the support for our FFA program is outstanding. We have wonderful patrons out there who really care dearly and deeply about that program. And rightfully so, it's an amazing program for our kids. And then also, we know that state FFA is coming up in April. And so that's kind of the reports from our public comments and from our student board member.
He had student approved the consent agenda, the minutes, financials after that, and then reports from staff members and committees. Is that right?
Yeah, we did have some committees that reported last night. So we had finance and negotiations committees have been meeting over the last month. Finance is focused on the audit report and really before we put that before the Board of Education. We'd like to have that committee to really go through that in depth, and they've taken that time then to really to really look at that report that we received from the auditors. It's a good report, a lot of good information in it. One of the things that we always get as a recommendation or sort of as we would like to see you do from the auditors is to add more people to the business office. I know that the more eyes you can add in a business office, the better the more they appreciate that accountability measures in place. Another one that they would like to have, one of the things also that they noted was at one point in time, our lunch fund went above $250,000. And so there's securities associated with that, meaning you have to have federal securities backing those dollars. And for a while there, we didn't have the securities. So we had to make an arrangement with the bank and did it right away, right after we were notified of it. But to make sure that we're always insured for those dollars. So in case something happens with the bank, you have that federal backing to support to make sure you don't lose those dollars. So that was addressed right away. But those are two of the big findings from the audit. But the rest of the audit was excellent. We didn't, our pennies and our dollars and cents added up appropriately, and so it went well. It's a very good report.
So no longer are the days when an audit's coming that you're just like, oh no.
Well, they're a lot. I don't have to deal with them as much as the ladies in the business office. They do an amazing job, and Mr. Gross. They have to answer a lot of questions. So I do believe there is a little bit of when the auditors come. It's certainly longer than it used to be. They spend 3 days with us, long days. There's a lot of going back and forth. And they don't just audit the finances anymore. I mean, they'll walk around to the classrooms and they'll audit our attendance records. So during third period, let's say they'll go to third period and make sure that the kids we said were in attendance are actually in the classroom. And so why do they do that? Well, it's linked to federal reimbursement rates and those types of things. So they audit everything and they look at everything, all the numbers that we say we have, we're being held accountable to them.
Negotiations, finance committee after that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we had negotiations. Now, we did go into negotiations an executive session. So we can't talk a whole lot about what's going on with negotiations, other than the fact that there has been several meetings between the board committee and between the teacher committee. Discussions have been very, very positive. Both groups really kind of have an understanding of the process now. You know, we have a raise that we work with, and we have some guidelines from state that we have to follow, and all those things are being done. And it's a good relationship. It's a positive relationship. And I think that we're going to work through. I wouldn't be surprised if we come to a negotiated agreement settlement in January. That wouldn't surprise me. Maybe it'll go into February, but it looks like we're on track. And you know, we're looking at some different things this year. With you know, you of course you talk about salary and you talk about benefits, but you also talk about signing bonuses. You talk about personal days. There's lots that go into, and then also compensation for activity assignments, making sure that those are in coordination, or they line up with what other schools are doing. So there's a lot of intricate parts to negotiations that have to be worked through this time of year, and I think we're doing a good job with that.
And finance committee then?
And then that, yeah, finance was really just the audit report.
Gotcha. Administrators' written reports.
Yeah, that's just, they just write reports to the board, and those are read independently. My report would be next. And what I talked about was first, we had later on in the agenda, we have a purchase of a bus motion as an action item. And so what we're looking at, a bus driver survey. I said I'd do it last month. I wanted to get some input from the bus drivers. Our bids were really quite close, and I wanted to make sure we knew what our bus drivers wanted to drive before making a recommendation to the Board of Education. And so the survey came back, and our bus drivers unanimously wanted to drive the Thomas bus, or the Thomas make of buses. So that is the group that we decided to go with. Well, and also Thomas was the low bid. There was a little bit of difference, so it was a little bit different, but it also was the lower bus bid. So that worked out really well for us. And the board, well, that's an action item later, but it was nice to see that those two lined up. And it's also nice to get word from your staff of what exactly is it that they prefer to drive. While the differences might seem minute, there are some differences between the buses. The engines they put in them, button placement, the way they handle, those types of things all make a difference. The next thing is that I had on my report was the state assessment results. The state of Nebraska has released the state assessment results for all the school districts across the state. And I get into the state assessment results pretty deeply after the new year during our annual report. I really talk specifically about how each of the individual groups did. So what I wanted to present to them, just give them a heads up, hey, that data's out there. You can access it through the Nebraska Department of Education website. And our students did well. We, you know, as you know, all schools and school districts received classifications. McCook Public Schools received a designation or a classification of great. That's a designation that we've held for ever since they basically started this. We've had the great designation. Our schools are high-performing schools. I didn't get into the data too deeply, but one of the things I did want to share with them is that in the past, when I've presented data at the annual meeting, I've always said there's one area where our students didn't outperform the state of Nebraska. So you have 12 assessments at each grade level and all the content areas, and we'd out of 11 of them, it was like 11 of the assessments we outperformed the state of Nebraska. There was always one that we didn't. And so this year I said, this is the first year since the state assessments come out across the board, McCook Public Schools outperformed the rest of the state of Nebraska. And that is saying something, because Nebraska is a high-performing state. Our students have repeatedly been in the top 5, top 10 of all the states in the nation as far as academic performance. And so beating the state of Nebraska is a good thing. And so if you beat the state of Nebraska, and in some categories we beat it by a statistically significant margin, you're performing in among the highest performing school systems in the nation. So we do a really good job on that, and I wanted to reassure them of that. And then so we'll get into that more deeply, and I'll have a much deeper report for you coming up, Rich, on that state assessment. I'll have, let me go down here. Meeting, we had a short meeting with Senator Merman a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to give a report to the Board of Education. It was an excellent meeting. Had an opportunity to sit down and visit with him and talk to him just about potential legislation coming up and kind of where what his positions are going to be concerning that legislation. And it also gave us an opportunity to kind of share our feelings on how that legislation will impact schools. I think it was a very positive session. While we don't align 100% with the senator on every issue, we do definitely understand why he wants to support the legislation he does. And I think we have a good working relationship with the senator. And I feel like that once this legislation starts, we get into the hearing processes or it gets a little bit farther down the road, we'll be able to access the senator to give him our input. Now, I know we're not always going to get what we want. That's just not the way the world works. But I really appreciate the fact that we have the opportunity to interact with the senator and that he listens to what our concerns are. And hopefully we have some impact that helps our kids here in McCook and helps our community as a whole. And I think that possibility exists. And one of the reasons that that is important is that Senator Merman is the education chair of the Education Committee and the unicameral. So it's important for us to maintain a positive relationship with him. And I think we do have one. Also, I wanted to give the board a heads up that we're looking at hosting a new web hosting service. So the school district's website will be undergoing some changes. Probably our patrons probably really won't see that until next school year, 24-25 school year. But we're going to start those changes actually after the new year, especially for certain groups of our staff. So we currently work with a company called Sox. We're going to be going to a company called Aptigy. And Aptigy just offers us more avenues to share our message, provides us with better communication services. It's our opinion anyway that it provides us with better communication so that we can communicate more effectively with parents. It's going into effect in January, and some of our staff will be using it. Special education teachers are going to start using it in January just because it provides better resources for them to set up meetings with parents, IEPs, MDTs, those types of meetings with their folks. And looking forward to this improved web hosting service, looking forward to the improved communications directly impact the home-to-school communication process. One of the things also that it does is it allows us, like someone like myself, I actually get on the website. I have information I'm responsible for posting on our website. And I don't use Sox. I actually use another web hosting program called Weebly. And so I have to link through the current one to get to the one that I use. So with this new one, I'll just be able to create my own web page on Aptigy, and I'll be able to put the information that I'm required to put on my own web page and make sure that it's always updated, that it's easily accessible for folks, and it's actually easy to upload. That'd be nice too. So I'm looking forward to the change, and it should be a good positive change. A lot of schools are using Aptigy, and forward to the 24-25 school year. So be prepared for that. Then the last thing I wanted to talk to the board about last night was teacher application process. We have been using for a number of years a company called Frontline. They do more than just teacher application for us. So we're going to continue to use Frontline, but we're not going to continue to use their teacher application portion of the program. We're going to work with a different program called Talent Ed. And the reason for the change is basically it's going to be easier for recruits to apply for open positions with McCook Public Schools. You can apply with Frontline. It's just much more cumbersome and complicated than Talent Ed. And the last thing we want to do is scare off any potential employees because our process is unnecessarily complicated. And so Talent Ed is smooth. It's simple. It allows students who are looking for jobs across the state to apply, fill out one application and sort of submit that to multiple school districts. They're going to have to tweak a few things for each school district they apply for. So McCook Public Schools has its own set of questions, right? So they're going to have to do that on their own. But it simplifies the other components of the application process. And so we'll be using that in the future for future employees. And it also takes care of classified, so not just certified staff, but also classified staff as well.
Business manager comments.
Yeah, Mr. Gross had a report last night, talked about we had almost 17,000 meals served, lunches in the during the month of November. So we're maintaining a high number of students eating meals at the school. Our finances are pretty much on track for the calendar year. We're 25% of the way through. We're at 23% for revenue, 26% for expenses. And that's always the reminder is the beginning of the year is more expensive than the rest of the year. So that's actually on track. So we're in a good spot. We've also been awarded $31,000 in federal supply chain assistance for food services. That was unexpected revenue, but it's due to the increase in the cost of foods. So when I go shopping, when we all go shopping, I think it'd be hard not to notice the increase in the cost of food. So as schools experience that, an unexpected reimbursement or award from the federal government came in to help us offset some of those costs. We have the track building and the tennis building, that tennis concessions area. That might be done at the end of the week. You know, I don't want to put any pressure on the fellows working out there. We're not going to be using it at the end of the week, but it looks like we're just on the cusp of calling that a completed project. And so I went in there the other day. The restrooms are going to be such a nice upgrade from what we currently have. And thank you to the Y for allowing our tennis parents and students to or athletes to use their facilities during tennis meets. But this is going to be a big improvement. It's much closer. It's right there by the tennis courts. It's easily accessible, and they're going to be nice facilities for this upcoming spring season. Also talked about crack sealing. We have all that new asphalt, so we're going to be doing some crack sealing around the district. Work has begun to remodel two high school restrooms. So like the last two restrooms at the high school, the ones I kind of put off till the very end, they're being worked on. Once that's completed, our plan is then to move into the hallways and the common spaces at the high school, and that'll probably start this summer, I'm going to guess. We probably the two restrooms will probably be our winter work, and that's not as much as normally we do. You know, usually we'd knock out one or two classrooms, but all the classrooms are kind of at a state where we want them to be right now, and so these two restrooms are the last piece, and then we're probably going to go to some common spaces. Now, it is likely that we're going to remodel our two science classrooms that were built in the 80s, I believe. We had a couple of science classrooms built in the 80s. We'll probably get to those, but they were in such better shape than the rest of the building when we started this process about a decade ago that they really weren't looked at. So at this point, we're looking at some common spaces, knock some of those out, but on the docket now, we are going to probably update those science and maybe an art classroom in the future at some point. So I don't know. No, I don't know if anybody cares about that, but just a heads up to the community that there are a couple other projects out there for us to do. And then let's see. And then we have a bus approval for later on. I already talked a little bit about that bus. So that pretty much. Oh, and then also we talked a little bit about a bond approved contract with Samson to be the construction manager. So last month we approved Samson to be the construction manager. Our attorneys have been working through the contract with their attorneys, and that's a very cumbersome and it takes a long time to work through that process. But we're basically at a point now where we're approving that contract with Samson.
We're in a new business now, I do believe, right?
New business, yes, I think so.
Proof of the financial report from KSO CPAs plus advisors?
Right. So when the finance committee met, one of the reasons that they meet before so that when we approve the audit, they can give a report to the rest of the board that and everyone feels comfortable that the audit was a quality audit, the information has been looked at, and any issues that were brought up in the audit have been addressed. And so the facility or the finance committee met, they gave that report, and so here we are at the action item. So the Board of Education did approve the audit from KSO CPAs, and that's a company that we've worked with for a number of years, and they're out of Kearney. So they one of the few auditing company or a CPA companies that continue to do school auditing. A lot of companies have stopped doing school auditing because it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work and very time intensive. And then also after that, we had to discuss and consider take all necessary action with regard to approving the construction manager at risk. And that was with Sampson Construction for the purpose of a new high school remodel addition and junior high school building. And that I talked a little bit about that already. Sampson's a company that's well known throughout the community. They're working right now with the college, and they might, and I know that they have an agreement or a contract with the YMCA once that project begins. And so here also with the schools, because this was approved last night by the Board of Education for myself and for the board president to sign that contract and move forward with the project. And so we're excited about that and really appreciate all the work that's gone into getting to this point. There's been a lot of work that's gone into this, but we're excited that, you know, the next steps are coming soon. At some point in the future, a bond campaign will kick off. You don't want to start those too soon. You want to make sure you have all your ducks lined up in a row to make sure things go smoothly, but that will be starting probably in late spring, early summer.
You mentioned the approval of the purchase of a new bus.
That's right. Yep. We talked about the bus and that. So the bus that the staff selected and the low bid did receive, did get award the bid, and that was Thomas Buses. And so in this bus, I'll talk a little bit more about this bus because it's different than a regular route bus. So this bus was around $131,000. The reason that that's so expensive is because it's not a regular route bus that we're purchasing. The bus that we're purchasing is for special needs students, and that means it has to have a wheelchair lift. And when the wheelchair lift is added to that bus, the cost of the bus goes up exponentially. There's structural issues, and then the lift itself is quite expensive because it lifts from multiple level surfaces, a wheelchair-bound student in and out of the bus. These buses get a lot of use, obviously, in the community for wheelbound chair students, so they have to be well-made. So there's a lot of engineering that goes into the buses. And also with this bus, it's a little bit bigger than our last one, so it can carry a few more students. And also, we'd run into some issues with needing more wheelchair space on the buses because I think the last bus had one spot for wheelchair. This one will have four. So we can take multiple students at one time who are wheelchair-bound in this bus. And so there was a little bit of additional cost with that because the spaces on the bus are removable seats, which aren't common on a bus. Usually they're bolted to the floor. So all of this adds up to a little bit more expensive bus, and that's why the costs are so high. But it's important that we have it. It was time to get the new one. And also, it's also important to know, since it is a special education bus, about 80% of the cost of the bus will be reimbursed by the federal government. Normally, that's not the case. A regular route bus, you know, we have to pay for the whole bus. But due to the special circumstances here with this bus, we'll get some about 80% reimbursed on it. So it's expensive, but not as expensive as a regular route in the end.
Were they based out of Thomas?
You know, that's a good question.
Just curious.
I don't know. I don't know where they built. I know they're American built. I know they use international. It's an international engine. Mm-hmm. Or is it a Cummins engine? Cummins engine. And so, and it's got a lift.
just Google it.
Google it. Jeff would probably be able to tell you, but I'm not sure where those are constructed. I do know that we're looking at the delivery because of just materials and those types of things. We're looking from a delivery time of 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. So even though we approved this purchase in December, next December we still might not have this bus in our fleet yet. It could take several months past that. So I'm glad we made the decision now, because by the time we get it, we're gonna definitely need it.
You had a resignation.
We did. We had our journalism teacher from the high school, Nora Bell Chesmore, resigned. She has just done an outstanding job in that role for the last 2 years. Her husband has received a promotion, and she's going to be keeping the family together, which makes a lot of sense. And so that is going to take them out of our community, and so we're going to miss them dearly. And it also opens up a position at the high school, generally speaking. For that journalism class, we're looking for someone with an English language arts endorsement. High Point, I just got a text, High Point, North Carolina. Thank you, Brad Hayes, President Hayes. Brad Hayes, our president.
Always can rely on Brad. There we go.
Yes, Johnny on the spot. So got that across, and so now everyone knows. So it's American-made bus. Good bus.
So you'd be looking for a new senior high journalism teacher here.
Yeah, you know, and we're thinking creatively with that role, and so there might be some of that replaced with current staff, but we need to, if you put someone into that position that's on staff, you have to fill that role that they fulfilled already. So, but we're looking for English language arts person to come in and help us out and fill that spot.
We're into positive comments.
Oh, my goodness. We're going quick, quick this week. All right. So start off with Johnny. Johnny said the students in the high school are being very respectful this year. And one of the things he's noticed, the reason he makes his comments, one of the things he's noticed is when special speakers come in and visit with the students, he sees that the students are paying attention and they're showing respect in that way. And they're also asking pertinent questions at the end. So, you know, I've witnessed this myself. If you've come to like our Veterans Day Assembly, or if you had just recently, we had a group of Marines in talking to the students. So when those individuals are talking, the kids are listening and they're showing respect to those speakers. And then they're asking great questions. They're not flippant. They're really appropriate. And so appreciate the kids asking those questions and being attentive to those individuals and showing the respect that they're due. Teresa talked about the FFA labor auction and how successful that was. They raised a considerable amount of funds to support the program and really appreciated the kids, the program, and those folks from our community who come up and support it with real dollars. Tom wanted to talk about the support structure that we have in place to help students complete scholarships for college. We have a program in place at the high school where we help help students complete scholarship application forms. We give them guidance. We support them in that process. And so we really appreciated the work that our high school staff is doing in that regard. Charlie appreciated the school district allowing him to attend the state school boards conference in Omaha. He was exposed to a lot of ideas on how to deal with the different issues that schools face across the state. And it really is a top quality training. They do get to sit with their peers from across the state. I think it's one of the largest conferences in the state of Nebraska. And they get to, there's a lot of unique situations out there that you like to hear about and how schools dealt with them. But there's a lot of situations out there that are common. And okay, so what was most effective? What are the most effective ways to deal with those situations? And how can we help propel our school forward and build it up and help our kids be successful? Scott said he appreciated the fellow board members for all their support that they have provided him during his first year as a school board member, and he just wanted to thank all the members of the board. Mike said it was great to attend the school board's conference. He talked about the very informative breakout sessions, and we have been very diligent as a staff to deal with the current issues that we face, the current reality that we're facing. And one of the things that he brought up specifically was all the schools and how they're trying to deal with about a 16% drop in the number of folks that are certified to be teachers in the state of Nebraska. So there's a teacher shortage in the state of Nebraska. We have baby boomers retiring and then a smaller generation coming up to replace them. And so we just don't have the numbers of kids coming out of the colleges. So what are the unique strategies the different schools across the state are employing to bring people on board? And then also wanted to talk about the Cattle Trail Tournament. It was a great tournament, and all the people that are involved with that really appreciated it for the surrounding schools that partake in that tournament here in McCook. Jeff wanted to comment on Mr. Nichols and how busy he's been with all the competitions. So the winter competition starts, and it's like the start gun in a race and a sprint, and he's sprinting right now through all the different activities we have at the beginning of this winter season, and he's been quite busy. Brad wanted to thank the teachers for the hard work they put into the first semester of school. It's been a very successful first semester, and our kids are doing quite well. I wanted to thank our unified bowling team for the success they had. They actually were one of the best unified bowling teams in the state. They got to districts, and they just didn't get the score that they were really used to getting. You know, you got once in a while, it's kind of like golf, I suppose, or anything else. Once in a while, you have a bad day, and our unified bowling team, which literally was one of the better ones in the state, didn't have their best day, so they didn't qualify for state. But Mrs. Kenny, I really appreciate the work that she puts into that squad. And also, I'm going to give a shout-out again to Darren. Darren drove our unified bowling team to their district tournament, which was in Alliance. Mm-hmm. So appreciate the work that they put into that. And appreciate those kids that are engaged and involved with our unified bowling team and the great work that they've done. And really want to, you know, kind of give them – they didn't get the success we thought that we were going to see, but they were quite successful and a very good team.
After that, you had a couple of negotiations, executive session type of deals that...
Yep, I can't say anything about it. I've been sworn to secrecy.
Exactly right. First meeting for 2024 will be January...
8th.
Wow. So school is out on the 22nd, then you're back in now on the 2nd, right?
Yeah,
I think 2nd or 3rd.
If I'm not mistaken, that is correct.
Something like that.
I think it's a 12-day break, including the weekends. And I believe that we come back January 1st. I think it is the 2nd. I should have brought my – I never do this.
You only
ask me every December
what
breaks it. And so I'm going to encourage all of our parents to go find that school calendar that they've got access to and take a look at it.
Just look at McCookBison.org, and I just looking at that, I think the 2nd. Because I think the first basketball games, everything, are back out on the 2nd of January.
I know our teachers like to have a three-day week if they can. Mm-hmm. So if you get your kids in there for 3 days, it just once in a while you have a two-day week. But if you can get a three-day week, you actually feel like you got something accomplished. And so I think that's probably right that the kids return on I bet the kids return on Wednesday, which I think might be the 3rd.
It is. The 1st is on Monday.
Yeah, so the kids come back on the 2nd. Or the teachers come back on the 2nd. I believe the kids are there on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That gives them 3 days of school.